Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I mean, obviously wasn't expecting that to happen, but it was surprising. But, you know, the reality is if, you know, I make one or two of those saves, then I'm still playing in the game. So the way I'm looking at it is, how can I get better from that? How can I can make those saves that I made all playoffs? How do I make them in that game at the start of the game? Give the guys a chance to get their feet under them. And as a goalie, that's your job. So I got to do better than that.
Jake Oettinger, he and the Stars sitting at home. David Pagnotta, fourth period, said noise out of Dallas on Peter DeBoer is, per multiple sources, players are not pleased with how he handled several situations during the Western Conference Final, along with post-game five and exit media remarks, told players voice concerns during internal exit interviews. DeBoer has 1 year left on his contract.
Here is Peter DeBoer's last eight seasons as a head coach. Lost in conference finals, fired, lost in conference finals, lost in conference finals, missed the playoffs, lost in conference finals, lost in conference finals, lost in conference finals.
He is perfect in games seven, though, in his entire career.
Which is kind of amazing, then, that he's lost one, two, three, four, five conference finals. I guess none of them ever went.
Don't let him get you
None
to seven.
Of them
Don't
seven.
Let him get you to seven.
One of those conference finals, by the way, was to Montreal. Remember when? A crazy time it was in sports when the Golden Knights and the Canadiens met in the conference finals.
Yeah, I do not remember that at all.
Remember, they made the cup.
Yeah.
They beat Vegas to get there.
Right, Montreal won the Canada division.
They won the Canada division, and then somehow the format was that they got to play Vegas before reaching the finals, where they played Tampa.
All right.
Very
803-0550. We talked a little bit about Jason Robertson as an idea, as the Sabres offseason. You know, it's getting started. There's chatter that Robertson could be maybe on the way out of Dallas. He's a star player. He's an amazing player. He's a great two-way wing who is under contract and has no trade protection. So that's one of the reasons we kind of brought him up as an idea. We'll talk with Jean-Luc Grandpierre about Jarmo Kekalainen coming up at 8:30. We also had a caller earlier today ask about the drought Bills and if Allen would have, you know, taken that team to the playoffs or how they would have done. And we took it one further. Would Allen have made an AFC championship game in any one of the drought years?
Yeah.
If he's the quarterback. And 87% have voted yes.
I'm most curious about which team people have been picking. And the ones I've seen, I picked 14. There's been a lot of 04, right? Because of the defense then.
04 was the year where Aaron Schatz of Football Outsiders at the time said that's the best non-playoff team in league history. Like everybody that's ever missed the playoffs, that was the best team.
Yep, they got hot down the stretch. Those are the ones I've seen the most. That, like, those teams would have made it. They were talented enough. They would have been talented enough around him. And, I don't know, Josh Allen, is he not capable of getting hot in any playoff run with no matter how...
Yep.
I don't want to say no matter how bad his roster is, but couldn't he have a pretty poor roster and he gets hot for a couple games and they make it anyway?
Sure.
So, I feel like any of those years, honestly. Is there a team where you would think no chance?
That the Bills had?
There was ever a drought team where no matter how good Josh Allen is, there was no chance. That team wasn't doing it. Or is he so good that you wouldn't say that about anybody?
You wouldn't want to write him off at all. right?
Like the worst Bills team of the drought is probably
they finished 4-12 with Fitz, but they started 0-8.
0-8,
and they finished hot.
Right.
You know, 803-0550. We'll get some calls in here if you want to jump in. We'll be happy to have you. Jerry and Kenmore is up. Hey, Jerry. Good morning.
Good morning. Quickly before my point, I want to talk about carrying a golf bag. When I was much younger, we all carried. We were pretty good players, the four guys I used to play, the three other guys I used to play with. And we played this game called Carry the Bag. And the game was this. If you hit first off the tee, had the honor, the person that hit fourth carried your bag.
Oh, wow.
By your hole.
I love everything about this.
Yeah, you're fighting to stay in that one spot, and you're fighting to get out of that four spot as you're getting more and more tired. It is an outstanding game. It's the greatest game we ever played as kids.
I'm so sad to have learned this game at age 45 because I want to go back in time and play this game for 20 years. So the guy who finishes, who has the honor, is getting caddied by the player who has finished fourth in the honors. Can you get? You can go from fourth to third, right? You have to go to the top.
You can go fourth to
okay.
third.
Okay. Oh, what a game! I would love to play.
Wait,
this.
But you're saying whoever's in first, that's whose bag is getting carried.
Yes, by the player in fourth.
So I want to be in first.
Yes,
second and third is fine. But
second and third is fine. And if you're fourth, you're carrying two bags.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, what's outstanding is on an afternoon when it's 88 degrees doing this. It is just it's the greatest game ever because you want to keep that guy in. You could care. You like that you're not carrying.
Sure.
But the real joke is the guy carrying too, because then you try and hit it on the other side of the fairway maybe. Or, yep.
I could just see it. I could see it happen. You got a big uphill par five coming up on the next hole, and somebody hooks their drive out of bounds. You're like, oh. Looks like you're going to be hoofing it up that one with two bags.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to know how we're going to feel in 2 weeks if Eichel and McDavid will have a Stanley Cup in the same time period we never played a playoff game. You know, it was such a big – you know, we thought we could get both of them if the Islanders draw on that day. Oh, right.
Yeah, there was a time.
I think that's one of the main reasons I can't have Edmonton win.
Yeah, I mean, I guess each person will have their own feeling about it. I won't feel any different because, to the chagrin of many, I already feel completely validated.
Yeah.
Completely. That was, of course, the right thing to do. It was, of course, the best decision for the franchise. I already feel that. I mean, I've got – Eichel did win a cup. He's basically a centerpiece of a great team. He finished fifth in the Selke this year.
Yep.
Reinhardt's up there too. You know, I feel angry at the Sabres for blowing what was an incredible just
right.
buffet of incredible players that for they miraculously couldn't put together. But I would never be mad at McDavid, and I feel validated. I feel like what they did was obviously 10 years later,
right,
definitely the right thing to do.
Right. The concept was there are two centers that are good enough to be your number one center and win the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Fair, close enough?
And
they're good enough to lead you as the top player on your team to winning the Stanley Cup. One's done it, and it was the one that was here. And the other one, even though he hasn't done it yet, we obviously know he's good enough to do it and probably will at some point.
And the other part of it was you'll never get a player like this unless you do that.
Right.
And I feel like that remains true also. So, you know, without relitigating the whole thing, they were a horrendous team, and we knew they were going to be horrendous, and they're like, you know, don't finish 28th.
Yeah.
So I feel fully like it was great.
I guess it will – I don't think it will hit any different, but, right, you'll be able to sit there, and if McDavid wins in 2 weeks, it will feel crazy that – right, the tank 10 years ago was I need to guarantee I get one of these two players and have that be successful and still and 10 years later they've both won a cup and you haven't. Somehow.
Yep.
You won that race. You guarantee yourself one of the two. Those two have cups, you don't. I don't think it'll hit any different, though, because about that specifically, I'm kind of already dead inside about it all. Like, Eichel's been gone for 5 years now, right? Isn't it coming up on 5 years he's been gone?
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yep.
It's basically ancient history. So, And the McDavid spoils, like, I don't know. The bitterness about him not being a Buffalo Sabre, I never really had it. Because, you know, the draft drills back then, and, you know, I guess Tim Murray didn't do that, but I resigned myself to he wasn't going to be a Sabre even before that lottery happened, until the lottery started, and then I thought, okay, I want this to happen. And then I was pretty quick back to, I didn't think that was going to happen anyway.
The other question,
so I'm good.
And this comes up a lot, and again, like, you can feel however you want to feel about it, but the question that comes up, especially if he wins, if we had won that lottery, would it have been different? Because McDavid's definitely a better player. But yes. I don't like to say yes, because I feel like that takes them off the hook for how bad they've managed this. Really. Oh, you need the best player of all time, arguably, to maintain a credible product? Like, it just this thing over here wasn't good enough? I think not only this thing, you had Reinhart too. Like, you had all these pieces. So to say, what if they had won the lottery, would they have had a better outcome? Probably. But that, it always makes me uncomfortable, because it sounds like that it was a coin toss. They just lost a drawing, and that's not real. I mean, they won a couple others. They won the Dahlin lottery. Dahlin was supposed to be the McDavid of defensemen, right? He's supposed to be the generational, and he's great. But what have they turned that into?
They never finished within 15 points of the playoffs with Eichel. Like, McDavid's a better player by a lot. Is he making up 15 points? That's only one of those years. Right. They were so bad at everything else that I think they probably would have got in. I don't think it's right to assume McDavid would have just left. I don't.
He didn't leave Edmonton.
That's right. In Edmonton, though, did make the conference finals once, and they made the playoffs one other time before I think he ended up re-signing. And as bad as Edmonton was building around him, Sabres were worse. And I really don't think you can assume that had the Sabres won that lottery, that McDavid, after 7 years, would have done the same thing Eichel did and just hit the eject button. I think he very well could have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, maybe. 803-0550. Ron and Alden. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. We've had Adams all these years. I don't understand why, okay, we drafted Reinhart, then we drafted Eichel the next year, and then all those trades happened for O'Reilly and all. Remember that? It was just like, oh, that was the greatest summer ever. Like, we just all of a sudden built a team. And, yeah, we didn't make the playoffs that year or two. We were close. We were in the 80 points. I don't understand why we gave up on Murray so fast, and now we're holding on to Adams for so long. I guess my memory can't – I don't know what happened after those 2 years by we hit the eject button on Murray so fast. I just don't know what happened here. If you could just remind me, why did we give up on Murray so fast? Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. The inside of that, like what happened with Murray, I don't think they really trusted him to – I thought he made them – they might have thought he was a little bit like Rex. He's making us look bad.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my best political answer to that.
There was probably more with him than others about... There were more layers than just what you saw on the ice, right? Working relationships and, you know, how much he cared about the farm system, if you care about that. I don't think you really did. So I think there was probably more to it than what you just saw on the ice. And did he want to fire the coach? Bylsma got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Did he want to do it? Did he lose his job over that? I don't know. I will attribute his failure to the man did not respect the defenseman at all.
Right.
They just, Risto's going to play 30 minutes a night for us. Hold on.
You got to chalk up a win on him for Kulikov. Kulikov, role player for a cup team. Is Tim Murray out there?
You know, of all the what ifs I've thought about the Buffalo Sabres, I never thought, what if Kulikov didn't slam his back on an open door in the preseason?
Is Tim Murray out there spiking the football on Kulikov today? Like, told you. Was that trade Mark Pezik for Kulikov?
And they moved up in round two to get Asplund.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't work in hockey anymore, right? Murray, I've never seen his name.
I think he works as in an agency.
Okay. Does he sit at home with his buddies and watch hockey on a weekly basis, and every time there's a playoff game on, just go, yep, that was my guy. I mean, that was my guy.
Let's extend
that was
it
my
further.
Guy. See that guy, E-Rod, we used to call him. That dude's awesome. I signed him. Gave him his first crack at the NHL. Look at him go. He's on the top line of the Stanley Cup champion.
Who's the number one guy?
And that's like the seventh most famous player that he invested
there's
in.
Another one that's still playing that you didn't really mention.
Who?
One of the first guys I think of when I think of who Tim Murray's guy was. This was his guy.
And it's not Eichel or Reinhart.
Nope. Still playing.
He's playing in this series?
Yep.
It's not Skinner. Who's playing in this? It's not Kulikov? I don't know.
Kane.
Oh, right, duh.
Like, really think about this for a second. Yeah. This series has every Sabre alive for the second straight year. They added Skinner. These two teams will meet next year. Who's going to be on the team? Who? Paterka's going to get
traded. I don't know if anyone's left. Oh, right. It would be guys off the team now.
No, he's too young. It'll Paterka. Be Tuck. It'll be...
Oh, don't do that to me.
Sorry.
Yeah, that would hurt.
It is un... It remains... like I
One
love,
year left on the contract.
I love that we all kind of know it to be true. And yeah. It's like, yeah, it's a lot of Sabres. Imagine you're telling someone for the first time. So, you know any of these players? Yeah, a couple of them used to be Sabres. Oh, which ones? That one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that mm-hmm. one, that one, and that one, and that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, and that guy too.
All right.
It's truly incredible.
Kane's played 91 playoff games since he left the Sabres.
Since leaving.
He's yeah. like the bat. Like, he's the playoff-built player.
He's
like,
also ever.
He
he's
led,
also
he led like, the playoffs in goals in 2022. He had 13 goals in 15 games.
He's a monster. He's a giant monster.
He has had yeah. falling outs with other franchises in between, right?
He's only been on two franchises. He played for San Jose for 4 years, right. And this is his fourth year in Edmonton.
Right. Yeah. San Jose.
There's been drama.
The San Jose thing got ugly.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And there was drama even a little bit with Edmonton this year, wasn't there? Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it's only two organizations in 8 years since he left. And, yeah. Right, he's not even in my – I forget he was a Sabre. Yeah. How long was he a Sabre for? He's played 91 playoff games. How many games? Oh, I guess he played 200 games for the Sabres. It's more than I thought.
He scored the first ever goal I saw called back on an offside review.
Oh, game one, 2015.
Yep. Good times.
I'm just saying, Murray, he would watch hockey every year and go, all of these players that are winning were guys that I brought here to build this. But again, the one missing element of this, none of them were defensemen.
Right.
And the one defenseman that he did invest in, that he kept sticking around and standing by, is the only Sabre that will never make the playoffs, and that's Risto.
The chat pointing out Robin Lehner was also his guy. That's also true.
Robin Lehner went to the finals.
Right. And Robin Lehner won a Jennings?
I think he finished third in the Vezina and won the Jennings twice.
Yes. He was on that Jennings pairing two times and was close to a Vezina that one year.
Right.
Also worth pointing out here, like the guys that Murray did get right that we're saying are his guys, like it's not that hard when they're all top 10 rated players. Ooh, you drafted Eichel. Ooh, you liked Reinhart.
Yeah.
A lot. Kane. He's a top 10 picks.
Well, he did.
So it's not like he's finding diamonds in the rough.
Yeah,
out
that
there.
That does make the blow a little softer when you're thinking about mm-hmm. all these guys that they were all such highly touted. Like it wasn't diamonds in the rough, like you said. Like it was a lot of guys that should be pretty good, and they never were. I mean, so they were good here, but they never worked together here, mm-hmm. and that's on the GM too. Like
it's truly incredible.
You would be easily be able to say O'Reilly and Kane were his guys, though. He made big swings, overspent on at least Kane to get them. So
I don't think
Leonard.
I don't think he overspent on Kane. What did he give up?
Like seven things.
Wasn't he gave up Joel Armia, Tyler Myers,
Brendan Lemieux,
and a first. What turned out to be good? Armia did not. Lemieux
Myers
did.
Myers
had a long career.
So, I mean, make it. He has.
Yeah, he's still in the league, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's he done?
I'm not saying great. I'm saying he's great.
Yeah, he's not great. But he's a middle.
That's one of those quantity quality players. Like now, who had the better career? I mean, Myers. You're right. Myers has played forever.
No, you're right. Armia is still in the league, but his career high is 30 points.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Armia is not much of anything. Myers would be well, yeah, whatever. Piece in there,
Owen,
I'd be
concerned about. Who's gonna win?
I think Edmonton's gonna do it.
You're gonna back Stuart Skinner.
You think he's gonna last through seven?
I think I talked about this a little bit on Saturday. I think he's got the gas tanks full of confidence for him, and it can drain very fast, as we've seen. But I think when you know all you got to do is be one save better than the other guy because you got two of the best players on the planet on your team, I think he can get it done this year. I do. I just think McDavid's undeniable. I have a feeling he's going to score like 3 points a game in this series. I think it's going to be ridiculous.
I'm trying to remember how last series went other than – I mean – the Panthers ran them over. Did they or did they just win the first three games? I really want to go back and look at the scores, too, of those games.
I think it was bad. Like, they got
Florida got out to a 3-0 lead. We all thought it was going to be over.
And then Edmonton just
rattles off four in a row.
The McDavid freaked out in the locker room. And
yeah, I feel like I give the edge to Florida because
Florida, I love them. I think that they're a better team, but I just think McDavid will overcome it.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. The two things for Edmonton that scare me is, one, they lost Zach Hyman for the series, and that's, I think, a very critical loss.
Yeah.
And two, I have way more trust that Bobrovsky is going to go through a whole series without screwing up than Skinner is.
Yeah, 100%.
Skinner could lose his team a game or two.
Yeah, and Bob will, like...
That margin for error gets me to Florida.
I also don't like how much rest there is for Bobrovsky specifically. That plays to his strength. He always plays better off rest, and there's breaks in between games, and that really helps him.
We got to hit a break, get to Jean Le Grand Pierre, but very quickly, Bobrovsky is one of these athletes that has completely shed the can't perform in the big moment.
Yeah, he had it for a while.
Dropped it.
He had that forever, and you know, you just put a great team in front of him, and 3 years in a row now, he's just like he won't be remembered for that. Will he? I don't think he'll be remembered for he couldn't do it. He won a cup. He might win another one. Four playoffs in a row with at least a .906 save percentage. And the other three is all above .911. So
that's
Cup final gets started tomorrow night from Edmonton. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, everybody. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, former Buffalo Sabre and current Blue Jackets analyst on Jarmo Kekäläinen, his time in Columbus. How is it remembered? What was he like as a GM, and what can he maybe bring to this front office? We'll get his opinion on that coming up here on WGR.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He has a willingness to listen to different perspectives and use different tools when they're at his disposal, right? You look at the Blue Jackets front office. They had Josh Flynn as the assistant general manager. That is a nerdier pick. They have, you know, people like Cam Lawrence working for them. And obviously the Sabres have a very good analytics department and they have minds like Sam Ventura. So I think the fact that he's willing to work with that and bring in different perspectives, it's always a good thing.
Shannon Goldman of The Athletic on Jarmo Kekalainen. And the Sabres, of course, make the add to their front office. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Going to be 80 degrees today. Beautiful day on the way. We're talking hockey. We've actually, gotten to a bunch on the Sabres today, whether it's the Cup Finals starting tomorrow and some of the old players or, eye to the future and trades they could make. We've dabbled quite a bit today. Joining us on the Wester Hotline is former Sabre and current Blue Jackets broadcaster Jean-Luc Rampierre to tell us a little bit about Jarmo Kekalainen. Jean-Luc, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for some time today.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
We're all right. We're all right. You know, we're like everybody over here, trying to figure out the Sabres' path forward. So how should Sabres fans feel about the addition of Jarmo Kekalainen to the front office?
I think it's a great addition. I think, obviously, ownership in Buffalo has realized that, you need to support your general manager. And right now, you know, it happens to be Kevin Adams. And, Kevin is he has experience now, but surrounding yourself with smart people and people that have been around is always a plus for any general manager. And, you know, I remember earlier this season I was talking to Bill Zito and, you know, I was asking him, you know, about the success of his team and stuff like that. And he said, honestly, he's like, my staff is like, needs to be credited because they're the one that are bring all these ideas to me and have those arguments with me. And then I just, you know, veto the trades, et cetera. So I think if you look at most of the good GMs around the league, they have an incredible team around them. It's not just them. Yes, they do. They make the final decision, but I think surrounding yourself with different people is always a key, and I think Buffalo just figured that out.
Yeah, and we'll get to more on his career, but Bill Zito, GM of the Panthers, he got his start from Jarmo in Columbus, right?
That is correct.
Okay. After being an agent, obviously. He was an agent and then got hired from that. So when you look at his tenure, I mean, successful, right? Like in Columbus, you know, terminology, they had one playoff berth before he's the GM. I think it's five after. So I don't know. How do you look back on that period of time where Kekalainen was the general manager and how successful you would deem it to be?
I think he's an extremely calculated person, right? And the way, you know, he's made a lot of tiny trades and then he's made some home runs that, you know, I've kind of like stunned the league a few times as well. Works under the radar a lot. You know, I always come back to, not just the Johnny Gaudreau signing, but like even the trade for Artemi Panarin. What was it, 6-7 years ago where, you know, they sent Brandon Saad to Chicago for Artemi Panarin. And it's like, what even knew Panarin was available. And then all of a sudden that trade is done. So he works extremely hard. He's a great talent evaluator. And I think for him to be there just as a second voice to help Kevin Adams is going to be key. But, Jarmo, great person. You know, he's not the, if you expect somebody that's going to be talking to the public and the press all the time, it's definitely not the guy to look for as Jarmo is concerned. But he's a heck of a good general manager, and I think he's going to be a really good special advisor.
Jean-Luc Rampierre on the Wester Hotline. You know, in that role, One of the things, right or wrong, that people wonder and say about Kevin Adams is maybe credibility when he started would have been difficult, and he could have used someone like this in the role a while back. How about that for Kekalainen? Because the league, Jean-Luc, you know this, the league is about relationships, and I feel like he's a guy that's long been respected. You know, there's the resume, there are the results, and then there's every time I've ever heard about him talked about in the NHL, it feels like there is, I don't know, maybe reverence is too strong, but he's a name that people know and respect.
He is. And that comes with, you know, tenure, right? And he's a guy that obviously was big in the scouting department back in St. Louis, then came to Columbus. But, you know, even when he came to Columbus, you know, they brought John Davidson, right, to be there as a second voice to help him along. So, it just to show you that I don't think this is a bad thing for Kevin Adams or, hey, you're not doing the job, we need to hire somebody above you. I think it's really a compliment to the Sabres ownership to recognize that, hey, if it's not working, we need to or bring you some help or make a change. So I think it's a win-win situation. But, yeah, as far as Jarmo Kekalainen, I think his name resonates with respect around the league. And, you know, it never hurts to bring another big name like that into the fold, because there may be some relationship that Jarmo has that, you know, obviously Staal and Kevin Adams mm-hmm. don't have right now. So that could open some more doors, especially, you know, starting with the combine here this weekend, which with the draft being remote, I assume there's going to be a lot of conversation taking place here this week.
Would you also, were you surprised that he took this role? I mean, maybe not, you know, for the time being, but 58 years old, I mean, his career in Columbus, I don't know, like, you've seen GMs with a lot lighter resumes get hired, and I would imagine he still has his sights set at some point, maybe not, you know, obviously not this year, and maybe not in the next couple years, but I would imagine he wants to be a GM again.
Well, I'm sure he does. I'm sure that's the ultimate goal. But, you know, just kind of getting yourself back into the league to keep those relationships alive. And, you know, now all of a sudden your name is a little bit more in the talk for future GM jobs is going to be a big plus on his resume. So, yes, would he love to be a GM? I'm sure he is. I mean, I haven't talked to him personally about it. But obviously, I'm sure that's where he wants to get back to. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, for him, I think once I declined that opportunity with Buffalo to come back as a general manager or assistant to Kevin Adams, I think Jarmo jumped on it.
Can you take us back? Sorry, Jean-Luc. Can you take us back in free agency to when the late, great Johnny Gaudreau went to Columbus? And because that was elsewhere in hockey, I remember when that happened, it was stunning. Like, no one really thought that Columbus was going to end up landing him. And what, obviously Kekalainen's role, he's the GM, but how, you know, how much of a impressive part of his resume should be that I got the top free agent that year to come to Columbus?
I mean, that was huge. Obviously, that made some noise all around the league because nobody saw that coming. And I think even, you know, the Blue Jackets were a little surprised, right? And, you know, if you have to come back, the Blue Jackets were in a situation kind of like Buffalo where they were lacking physicality. And that all started with the Blue Jackets talking with Eric Goodbranson when they offered him that 4-year. And then in the conversation, Goodbranson kind of like casually said, hey, you know, Johnny wouldn't mind coming here as well, because remember, they were both in Calgary. And that's what kind of like got everything going. And within a few hours from that, that's when Johnny Gaudreau got signed. So it kind of just shows you how, you know, just having those relationships, those talks with multiple people, whether it's, you know, GMs or players, can open the door to free agency. So it's, you know, players talk, and obviously they talk to each other a lot, and sometimes that opens the door, and that's how everything happened in Columbus.
Jean-Luc Rampierre on the Wester Hotline. Jean-Luc, thanks for the time, and you coming back for the Sabres Alumni Golf Tournament? Come back to town anytime soon? You know, hitting the links soon?
Yeah, probably we'll be back for the alumni tournament.
All right.
Over the past couple of years, so it's always nice to catch up. So don't have the date yet, but if it lines up with my schedule, I'll surely be there.
Yeah.
So, for sure.
One last quick thing. I had just your Wikipedia page open before you came on here, and in the first paragraph, it says, won the speed skating contest in the AHL All-Star Game, beating Marty St. Louis. Mm. Is that, do you want that to be your claim to fame in the first paragraph there? I mean, you are a lot bigger than him, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Not quite the same career path, but it just tells you that sometimes speed is good, but sometimes it doesn't mean anything. But yeah, I guess that's my claim to fame, but maybe I should call the people at Wikipedia and put it down a little later in the paragraph.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Jean-Luc.
You're welcome. See you guys.
All right, Jean-Luc Grandpierre, Columbus Blue Jackets broadcaster, former Sabre. I just saw Twitter account Sabres Fun Stats has created a Sabres all-time names bracket.
Okay.
1 through 32.
He's got to be on it.
He's on it.
Yeah.
He's a 16 seed.
Okay.
It's a straight 1 through 32 seeding. He is the 16th seed.
That's a little low.
Low? Who should be the number one seed?
You know,
best name in Sabres history.
This is I'm kind of cheating here because you got to go way back when. But me and Ryan Gates on the Nightcap probably 8 years ago had our own name bracket
for the Sabres.
But it was the Bills and Sabres.
Okay.
So if I think back on like what Sabres, Morris Titanic is a name that I know we would have got to.
He is the four seed in this bracket.
Okay. I don't know how much further than that I'm going to go though.
Just all time Sabres names.
Uwe Krupp.
I'll have to find him here. I don't see him yet.
What about Hannu Virta?
5.
Yeah, there we go.
The one seed is, who's the one seed? You should get this.
Darren Puppa.
3.
Oh, the outrage.
The number one seed in the Sabres Fun Stats Twitter account.
The greatest name?
Yeah. Buffalo Sabres all-time name bracket.
Is it a Finneganov?
It is Maxim Finneganov.
Oh, how dare I not get that.
It's a pretty great name.
It's an elite name. Should win. Win easily, I would say.
A Finneganov. So, anyway. All right.
I had a stat on him from, I guess it's not Ovechkin's last year, though, so I can't really use this. But did you see the thing with Ovechkin? I can't believe that some intern or something put this in an email without someone else know. I think they just didn't want it out there yet, but the Capitals sent an email to their season ticket holders that said this was going to be Ovechkin's final season.
But it wasn't supposed to go out. Now they're saying a decision has not been made, but maybe the cat's out of the bag.
Right. I think that they maybe just didn't want to announce it that way, but we'll see. Do you know who has the most points in the NHL in their final season in the last 25 years?
The most points
in their last season.
Is it a Finneganov?
It's a Finneganov. Okay. No player in the last 25 years in the entire NHL had more points in his last season. He had 61 points.
And then never played in the NHL again.
That was it. 61 points, and then he was gone.
In Atlanta, right?
In Atlanta, yeah.
You should have an Finneganov Thrashers jersey. Really, you should. Did he wear the one?
Have an Finneganov Thrashers jersey.
Did he wear the one that had the one blue sleeve? And said Thrashers down the arm?
Definitely. That wouldn't be the one I'd want, though, right?
It's the one you should have.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so in a quick search, he did wear that one. There were a couple Thrasher jerseys that year, I guess. Here's one I never remembered them having,
like the red?
It's a red Thrasher uniform with, I can't get a bigger picture, but do you see, here we go. It's got Thrashers across the front. The number is on the center of the chest. And then the Thrasher bird is on the shoulders.
Yeah. I don't
remember that uniform at all.
The Thrashers wearing what looks like a football jersey.
Yeah, it does.
It says
that
Thrashers
is what it looks like.
Up top, and the number is underneath on the chest.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wonder, that's probably so hard to get. They're probably out there. I'm going to go look.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe I'll buy one in the break.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Checking on the Patriots and their OTAs drama. The Bills have some media today, so we'll hear from the coordinators. Sal Capaccio, of course, will be covering that. We'll have some sound later today as we're here in OTA season for football. And then Next week, mandatory minicamp. James Cook story takes another step once that we get to that. 803-0550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, good morning. Jeremy and Joe. Be nice today. 80 degrees. The good stuff.
There's no offend again off Thrasher jerseys in existence.
You're hunting it, huh?
Nah, it doesn't exist.
All right.
Nothing.
Saquon Barkley's on the cover of Madden.
Yep. Fine. I did see Ian Harditz point out that every running back that's been on the Madden cover has played like five games or fewer.
Yeah, that's
maybe it's 10 games or
fewer. It's not totally accurate. I saw him say that as well.
Uh-huh.
And he skipped over a couple.
Oh,
and he also included Barry Sanders, who got the cover in a year, 20 years after he retired.
Right.
But yeah,
that's right. Okay, right.
McCaffrey
right.
And
Peyton Hillis, Sean Alexander. Yeah,
like Peterson's been on the cover since then.
I honestly read the tweet and did not even realize that Barry Sanders zero games is what he was doing there.
Yeah,
yeah, he did not play that next year.
You remember who was on last year's cover?
It was
McCaffrey. Allen was two
McCaffrey
years ago.
Was last year.
Yep, McCaffrey's last year.
Okay, and then Allen was before that.
We're getting to the time where we get the Madden player ratings. I saw Barkley he's in the 99 club.
Yep.
Will Allen ever hit the 99 club?
He'll have to have an insane statistical season, in my opinion. Like, he'll have to put, for a 99 club, you got to break the sport with your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we talking? He's got to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
Is that ever going to happen again?
There's a question to be asked.
Well, it hasn't happened.
Will Allen put on the bet board?
Will he ever match his career high right now is 45, 44 yardage, 37 passing touchdowns.
Okay. My thing I want to put on the bet board, and you tell me the odds. Will Josh Allen ever lead the league in touchdown passes again? There's no dispute about his ability.
Yeah,
it's about what they want and the balance and running the ball the way they do and being, you know, neutral script run heavier than they were back when he was putting up those huge monster numbers.
I could see him doing it with the touchdowns. I bet you he'll never lead in yards.
He'll never lead in yards. He'll never throw over 5,000 yards.
Nope.
Maybe in part because the defense will not be bad enough.
Correct. And this new, I mean, a lot of teams are doing this. It's not just them, but it's not really as much the balance on offense point as much as it is the defense point. How does Burrow throw for a billion yards? It's because he's always got to be keeping up with his defense allowing touchdowns. So, we have a bet about McDermott having a bottom 10 defense. If there's one year where that happens, then maybe, then it would happen. And in the next 10 years, I still think that there's a good chance. 1 of 10, the Bills' defense is just bad. Worse than it even was last year. They just can't hold it together. And if that happens, then it's okay, well, we've got to be keeping up in these games. The Ram game last year. Remember the Ram game? The Ram game is you couldn't stop a nosebleed on defense.
It was also perfect throws from stud quarterback to stud receiver.
That's true. But either way, the results were the same. Your defense couldn't stop that offense.
Yep.
And, okay, Josh, we can't play our run style here. You've got to keep up. And what'd he do? He kept up. He threw 9 of his best passes of the season in that one game. So that's in there, but I don't know that the defense has to be bad enough.
Should they play really important games pretending that they need to get to 45 instead of just trying to win by 4?
Just asking. People are asking.
It's fine. It's a mini camp. It's OTA season.
It is OT. It's June 3rd.
He scored 29 in the AFC Championship game. Instead of trying to play a balance and beat a team by 4 points, why don't you drop 45 in their face?
803-0550. Not complaining. It's fine. It's fine. It's just a conversation about Allen. It's everything's okay.
I do have some quarterback trivia that relates directly to this conversation we can get to in the 9 o'clock hour.
Check in Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub's Alex Barth on the other side to talk about Stephon Diggs. He's there. He's working out. He's at OTAs. He's limited, but the incident is already gone, it would appear. We'll check in on how things are going for Drake May, Mike Vrabel, and the assorted cast there in New England. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.